This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello and welcome to episode 64 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And let's just get into it. I didn't think of anything creative for things that happened this week, news-wise.
Well, the only thing that happened this week was Comic-Con anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So that's big news in and that's of itself.
The, yeah, exactly, so, which is why we have it.
Which we wouldn't say what we say.
A supercharged episode.
Yeah.
And that's also why no one else is here, because we had our episodes normally longer or shorter when it's just us two? It's
usually longer, right?
Okay, so this is going to be like, maybe it's a four-hour-long episode.
Who knows?
Hopefully not.
No.
I don't think I have the energy in me to do that. Okay, so let's just get into some superhero news. Obviously, with it being Comic-Con, there's going to be a lot of superhero news. Let's just start off with Dwayne Johnson.
Aka The Rock.
The Rock,
if some
yes.
people don't know his real name by now.
He's teasing really hard that he's Shazam.
Yeah. Did you see the actual video of him saying it?
No.
It was really weird. You probably read the words, but he was like... He used the video. He just, like, seemed to randomly be like, yeah, I mean, he's got the power of Superman, but it's not Green Lantern. And then he's like... And they asked him, like, if it was, like, Shazam or Black Adam or something, and they're like, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
It was really strange.
And another thing someone said was during a panel, I forgot what panel it was, at Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
some random person in the crowd yelled out,
maybe
Shazam!
Hercules.
Oh, Hercules, yeah.
Yeah.
Some random guy yelled out Shazam, and he's like,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Shazam, and they're just working stuff out, I would guess. But it's just really weird how he's just like, it's like, it was like that Vin Diesel tease.
Yeah.
When he was Groot. And
he's like, oh, I have some vision.
Yeah. It's like, okay, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
But
and that ended up being him being Groot. Well, he said he has like another deal, right? Like he
Vin
might
Diesel?
Be another person.
I think so. I mean, he has the possibility because if you're just a voice.
He's only saying one
word. But then again, they were saying, I did read some stuff when they're talking about Jarvis and they're like, oh, he couldn't be another person until they found this way they're doing now. But they're like, no, you're Jarvis. You can't be another character in the.
Oh, okay.
Which is, so that means they're even taking the voices seriously. So I don't even know if they would do that.
But that changed, so.
Yeah, but I think it comes out of it, so it's a little bit different in
okay.
that situation.
Yeah.
But you can always do a different voice, I feel like. So, I mean, Groot doesn't sound exactly like Vin Diesel sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he's doing a little bit of a voice.
Let's see. Moving on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Lucy Lawless, a.k.a. Xena Warrior Princess, a.k.a. the love interest of Ron Swanson in the last season of Parks and Recreation.
Yes, and they got married in that show.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they got
and
married.
And they had a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is going to be joining in season two. Now, she's apparently playing Isabel Hartley, who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. veteran. What do you think about this?
I like it. It's pretty awesome. Just brings more badass. And then they also said like she's going to be like carrying a knife or
Ooh.
Something. So a little more blade action because everyone pretty much has guns and stuff.
Yeah.
No one has their signature weapon, but...
I'm pretty cool with that.
Get some knife play in there. I mean, we got a lot of everything news pretty much, but S.H.I.E.L.D. news, they said Colby Smulders is confirmed to return to the show. So she's like seems to be the big one straddling the line in the...
Movie, TV universe.
Yeah, because it was Coulson, but he's not going to be an Ultron, but Colby Smulders will be an Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like she's the main go-to in both worlds, and because she was on TV a lot, too.
Yeah, do you think she's angry that she was like, damn it, like, I was really trying to launch into my film career after How I Met Your Mother ended, and now I'm stuck on a TV show?
I don't know, because I don't think they'll make her a regular... I mean, she was in the first season of S.H.I.E.L.D., but not...
Like, for like one episode, right? One or two?
Like
I thought she was only
two or three, maybe. Three, maybe.
Very minor appearances compared to like Clark Gregg.
Who's a star of the show. So, but do you think Clark Gregg feels bad because he was in the movies and now they're like, yeah, you got your show now. Don't come back to the movies almost.
Kind
sort
of but he also does, like he did that one movie. What was it called?
Yeah, he does other movies.
Yeah.
I think he directed a movie too.
Like, yeah.
He's doing movies still, so. I guess that's... Marvel's just doing a thing where I feel like even now on network TV, most TV people are still TV people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit of crossover. It's a lot more crossover nowadays, but even so, they still feel like they're in the movies. As long as they're with Marvel, they feel like they're good, pretty much.
Yeah. And Nick Blood joins as Lance Hunter, a mercenary that helps S.H.I.E.L.D. And Reed Diamond joins as member of Hydra known as Kraken. That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, got a lot of cast announcements. So I think next season will start off on a good note.
Yeah.
I think
do you think it's going to be better than season 1?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think if it's going to be more like the end of season 1, which I thought was really good. So I think they found a way to make it better by doing what they did in Winter Soldier.
Marvel is going to be releasing one sequel and one new franchise every year. Now, that's pretty big to me.
Yeah.
But it seems less than what they're doing. Is it less than what they're doing now?
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
But
it's consistent.
Now it's for sure confirmed that, well, before they were doing all, in this phase, it's all sequels, right? Besides Guardians.
Yeah.
It's all sequel phase. And the next phase is going to be sequel and a new one.
That's the hard one for me to grasp, that they're going to do a new one. Because, like...
Well, what do they got? They got new ones.
Ant-Man.
Doctor Strange.
Does Hulk? Does that count as a new one?
That's what I was trying to think.
I guess Hulk
a new one? Because it's technically a different
Hulk. It is a new franchise.
Yeah, I think it's new. But it did... That movie still counts as their...
As canon. In
their canon, yeah. That's still their universe. Norton, yeah. Because all that stuff still interlaps from what they said in Iron Man 2, what they said in Thor. Because that was weird when they were first doing it. Those all happened at the same time. Now it's... The time you're seeing is almost when it's happening in the movies, it seems like. Like, Winter Soldier happened in April or, like, right before April. And then when they got TV shows now, the S.H.I.E.L.D., they're, like, actually up to date of the air date. It's, like, when that happened.
It's like in
which
2 weeks.
Which is hard to keep track of all of that.
2 weeks after.
I do want to see the map. Like, if you map the entire universe on one.
Yeah, let me just call Kevin Feige. And I'll be like, hey,
just
send me over.
Like, with the TV
send
shows.
Send me over one of your old timelines that you probably threw away, and then we'll post it up in the studio.
I mean, it's hard enough with one TV show. Then they're throwing in, like, once we get Daredevil and all those Netflix shows and Agent Carter, even though that's easier because it's in the past.
It's in the past, yeah.
But it's a cool thing they're doing. And then they also added a new release date of May 4th, 2018, which was the date of Amazing Spider-Man 4, but Amazing Spider-Man, the franchise, they're like doing a little reshuffling, and they shifted. Amazing Spider-Man 3 was going to be before Sinister 6, I think.
Yeah.
And then Amazing Spider-Man 4 is going to be 2018, but now they took off that 2018 date, and it... Amazing Spider-Man 3 is going to come out in 2018, but they took off that date. So Marvel Studios just swapped that up, and they're like, we'll take it then.
We
didn't want to compete overtly, but if you guys are going to drop out, you might as well take that date.
Yeah. Or something. And it'll be a year. Is that a year after? No, it's 2 years after Captain America 3 comes out.
Yes.
I'm going to be nearly 28 when this comes out on this. Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
That's crazy to think about.
Man. But I was also thinking with the state that, like, they snagged up a Spider-Man, and I was thinking, why wouldn't they just compete with them like they're doing with Batman Superman?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was also thinking, they do, like, they have an interest of at least having Marvel succeed a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they don't
care
about the
toys
movies,
and everything,
but they still have the cartoon rights and the toys, and they want, like, the Marvel
the comics.
Yeah, because if you go on, like, Marvel... That's owned by Disney. They still got, like, Spider-Man and X-Men showing up in different places.
Like, in the Avengers cartoon, Spider-Man is there.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, even in the video game, Spider-Man is a heavy character because Disney still owns the rights.
Yeah. So that's because Spider-Man is still the most popular besides Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
He's still, like, top three. But they're... Yeah, like, I wonder if it'd be interesting to see their reaction to, like, the Spider-Man movies, like, the last movie. They're shaking their head.
They're like, oh, God, like, we could have made it if we never gave up the rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it doesn't sound like that hard an idea to make a movie what they're doing, but But it is.
Yeah.
We got some Daredevil news also. They said they're going for a 1970s New York feel. It's taking place in current times, but they want that.
They don't want clean New York.
Yeah, they don't want New York where it's pretty much New York now.
Post
it's
Bloomberg.
Not, yeah, where they kind of clean up the city. They're going for that.
Who was before Bloomberg?
Giuliani.
Yeah, Giuliani. Pre-Giuliani.
Yeah.
It's a dirty Times Square.
Yeah, they're going for where there's crime going on everywhere and everything's bad.
No stop and frisk.
Yeah. Which could be consistent with what they're doing because New York was destroyed by that. Or not destroyed, but aliens invaded New York in their universe. So
that could increase crime. Yeah. New York?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. But, so we're black people.
But who knows what they're really going because they manipulated. It's getting farther and farther away from what the real world is now because so much has changed. Once aliens
invaded. Daredevil, I would like to see what would happen if Daredevil lived in current times in New York. He'd be like,
What do I do?
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'll just go sleep in my tub.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do as much work. He's like,
tub bed.
I'm Daredevil. I mean, pictures? So I guess people take pictures of them. I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy news. Now, this is really cool to me. Right now, as of recording, on Rotten Tomatoes, the critic score is 100% and the audience score is 99%. Now, that's after a press screening. They did one press screening. And the reason I bring up that press screening is because when you go see a Marvel movie, you know to wait past the credits.
Yes.
Now,
did not reveal the credits?
They did not reveal the post-credit sequence to the press. They said they're going to release it on August 1st with everyone else.
That is smart.
That's really cool.
Now, I think they have been should be doing that the whole time.
Yeah.
Because that's really a good move. Because
most of those press people are nerds where they're going to go see the movie again.
Yeah.
So they actually do get the sale.
Exactly. They'll come back anyway and be like, I can see the end sequence. Oh, you're going to tell me about it? I don't care. I need to see the end.
Yeah. B, we're going to, it's not spoiled for anyone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool.
That's the cool thing with those teasers. They could,
And they always do tease the next movie usually, so.
Yeah. So they could even, because it Ultron, we're probably getting something.
I hope so.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that. That on top of the movie of itself is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing the preview during the first Avenger when that was the last movie before Avengers, and I was like, that preview was sick.
Yeah. It was even, because yesterday I went to Disneyland with our friend Alex, and he's like, oh, do you want to go to the Guardians of the Galaxy preview thing? Because they're still doing it.
Yeah. Oh, they are still
doing it. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, no. I was like, the movie comes out in a week.
Yeah.
I'd rather
is this so close now?
Yeah,
this,
I was like,
if you had did it maybe 2 weeks ago,
maybe I'd still be excited for it. But I'm like, I don't want to see the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's not worth it at this point.
No,
if I'm not getting the whole thing,
exactly.
I'm gonna see it in a couple days, so it's not
a big deal.
It's that long, yeah. So we got some Gotham, the TV show news. They confirmed that Two-Face and Hugo Strange will be in the series. So,
now that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because those characters are not grounded in reality.
Two-Face is.
Two-Face?
He's just going to be an attorney or something.
Oh, but he's not going to be Two-Face.
No, none of the. I don't think.
He's not Two-Face yet. He's still Harvey Dent.
I don't think anybody's ever going to become anybody, is my guess.
Oh, we can actually talk about the pilot now because it got aired at Comic-Con.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Because what's her name? Pepper Ivy or whatever? Ivy Pepper?
Poison Ivy.
What's her name in the show?
I think that's right.
Something was so dumb.
Ivy, yeah.
She's the main character. She had the weird plant affinity. In the show, if you look at the apartment, there's plants everywhere.
Yeah, she just likes plants. She doesn't have powers or anything, I don't think.
I guess. And she doesn't seduce anyone.
Yeah. I was just wondering, that means she's a main character, which is confusing to me. Because they're just running.
That's what a lot of people are complaining about.
Yeah.
A lot of people, all the reviews I've read were they put in too many characters. They didn't need to put in these characters. Alfred was a pain in the ass. Jim Gordon wasn't good compared to Harvey Bullock. That's the thing.
Harvey Bullock was good.
He should have been the main character of the show.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Because Harvey Bullock knows how it works. Jim's like, you're so stupid, Jim. You're the ignorant, ignorant person.
Here's your pills.
Yeah. Just like, dude.
You're he's going to know they're not his pills.
I know. It's you tell he's a rookie.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
And then Enigma. Oh, man. It was. A lot of it is, to me, it's very painful, some of those things.
No, I agree with that. I just think they've given us so much in one episode. I'm hoping that's like
just the pilot.
Yeah,
just to get us in.
Concerned,
and then they draw everything back.
Everything I hear is that it's all villains all the time. So yeah. I'm like, but I will give it a chance.
Yeah.
So I mean that's the thing. I'm wondering how many like mainstream people are interested in that though. It's like I want to know these villains before. I don't know.
I would rather just like, I can only see him go after like the crime family.
Yeah.
The Falcone.
Exactly, me too. Which they're in it too, so.
Yeah. But like, I'd rather see only that. I have no interest in seeing Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Actually, he has an interesting history before he's. I have no interest in seeing the Joker before he's a Joker.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of pre-Joker.
I'm not a fan of not... I'm not a fan of Selina Kyle as a child.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know, because all they're doing is just like hinting towards us, and it's like, no, they're not going to become those people. Like, what? Like,
for a long time, they're not supposed to be those people.
Yeah. So, a little strange, but they're like balancing that weird line where it's like they're grounded, but then they're going to have these characters where no one will probably have powers, but some of the characters revealing do get powers, but they're not revealing any powers in the show. So I do agree with you, like you were saying before, you're like, Mr. Freeze, like, what are they going to do? There's Mr. Freeze, he's got powers.
Unless he's not Mr. Freeze yet.
No, he won't be. I guarantee nobody will be shown it as themselves, as becoming one of those guys.
You want to do a friendly wager on the podcast? Sure. This season, I bet you this season we're going to see one of these villains as the actual person.
Really? Like, I'm sure they might call the penguin.
Yeah, they did that already.
Yeah. But I mean, what does he do to become... I'm talking about like Poison Ivy. Will she have powers?
No. In the movie? But I'm saying like in the show, I think if they show Mr. Freeze, like I have a feeling they're going to show someone.
You think he's going to have a frozen head though? That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I don't think so.
See, I don't want... That's what I hope not.
I don't think they will.
But I think they will.
Really? Okay.
Well, how long is the season? Let's wait until we find out some more information, like how many episodes the season is going to be.
True. Yeah.
And then I'll feel more.
Yeah. Let's see what they got planned.
Confident in my bet.
Yeah. We're getting more, and we got Flash and Arrow. So
yeah.
Fine with my superhero TV in case that show doesn't go so well.
Yeah. Age of Ultron news. Now a lot of news came out for Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Even before Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like they did a pre-announcement and now they're doing a lot more. Haley Atwell confirms that Peggy Carter will make an appearance. Now that is in line with what I think someone saw them filming and posted about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that falls in line with that. With what I read earlier. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast though.
No, I don't think so.
So yeah, there's that. And there's this cool thing that they released this picture, allegedly, of Black Widow on a motorcycle with Captain America's shield. Now, she's driving a Harley Davidson, and it's the electric Harley Davidson motorcycle that they just released. So,
there's that sick picture.
Product placement.
Yeah.
How can you tell that's Black Widow?
The orange hair. I mean, you can't tell. It could be a stunt double. What? Oh, it could be Bucky. I thought they announced that it was her, I think.
Yeah, they announced it, but I was like...
Oh, yeah. That's true. Can't really... Maybe they are messing with us. They could be doing that. They're like... Because you can't see orange hair, but that could be somebody else, for all we know.
Yeah.
They're trying to cover it up. There we go. They maybe peak pictures got leaked, and they're like... Oh, tell them it's Black Widow and do it, frame it a certain way. I don't know. Maybe.
And put that shield, like Photoshop the shield on.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. Well, one thing that they did release that was really cool is they did the multi-part Avengers poster, which is 8 parts for 8 different characters. And then you put all the parts together and you get one awesome picture of Quicksilver, Thor, Black Widow, the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, Scarlet Witch, and Hawkeye.
And you got Vision in the background.
Where?
Back, top left.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It's Vision.
And you see all the Ultron bots.
Yes.
What do you think of this?
I thought it was pretty sick.
Yeah.
I was seeing them released. I saw two of them, and then I was like, I didn't know it was a whole big poster.
Yeah, and then someone's like, oh, it all fits together.
Like, wait a second. And I was like, oh, shoot. And then they were like, they're holding back the last two till Saturday. And I was like, I want to see the last two.
Yeah.
And the Quicksilver and the Vision one came out, and they're like, oh, Vision confirmed pretty much.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Now, what is Hawkeye doing? He seems like he's in the roughest shape. Hawkeye seems like he has no control over the situation. He seems like he's being destroyed by these robots.
Hawkeye seems a little bit overmatched.
Even the Hulk seems a little overmatched.
Yes.
But then, to me, the weakest character in the bunch is Quicksilver, because he can just really run. He can only run really fast. But if you look at the background, these Ultron bots right here are, like, flying.
Yeah, because he's, like, getting through all of them, and he's not hurting himself, apparently. He's just knocking a bunch of dudes over.
And I also thought it was weird that Elizabeth, the Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver look least like their actual people.
How so?
Like, to me, Scarlet Witch doesn't look like Elizabeth Olsen as much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Quicksilver doesn't look like Aaron Taylor Johnson as much as the rest of the characters do.
True.
That's just... because I think this originally started out as concept art.
Yeah.
And then they made it into a poster.
I think so. Yeah, because they probably didn't know for sure. They had an idea, and then they're like, okay. So, but it's a pretty sick poster.
Yeah.
Dig it a lot.
Now, I read this article talking about the panel that was yesterday night, Saturday night, and they were saying how Elizabeth Olsen says that this is a new start to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because she sees herself and Aaron Taylor Johnson having a bigger role in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was an interesting comment. And then James Spader said this was a very unique experience because he's never played an 8-foot-tall robot before.
Yeah. I actually saw the panel today. They had it on YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Chris Hardwick was the host, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they gave you a lot of, and she said the word mutant during the...
Yeah.
She's like, mutant. And then people were like, oh, shoot. You said mutant.
And then Marvel's just like, oh, get someone on her after. Make sure she never says that word
don't
again.
Don't say that word. Just say born with powers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to spin it to what way. But, or if they'll even mention it. Like, because I think they're like orphans or something. Like, they don't know their parents or something. Something like that they're doing. But
so,
it should be fun. But you got to think, like, as much as you love Iron Man and all those actors to keep playing, they're getting older. And at some point, it's just harder to keep those guys in the fray, so they're going to try to focus on younger guys, I guess.
Yeah. And I heard some interesting rumors yesterday at Disneyland.
What were they?
Right now, you go to Disneyland, you go to Tomorrowland, you go to Interventions, you get to do a meet and greet with either Thor or Captain America. And like, they have the Captain America one set up like the Smithsonian in the second movie where you see like his outfit, and then there's like the picture that changes from small Steve Rogers to big Steve Rogers and all that. And then you get to go say hi to him. Now, apparently, like, there's also an Iron Man experience where you see some of the stuff from Iron Man 3, I believe. And then they have a Kinect thing where you get to be in the lab and it monitors your, like, your Iron Man and stuff. They're changing that into a meet and greet with Iron Man. And then they're also going to work on a meet and greet with Hulk. Now that
are those
Hulk,
rumors that's you know
that's
that?
The rumor that's what I heard from certain people that yesterday that worked there. Now and then I said, wait, are you meeting Iron Man or are you meeting Tony Stark? And he's like, Iron Man.
So got an Iron Man,
some dude in an Iron Man suit.
Sweet.
You get to take a picture with him. Now the Hulk, now that they're saying they're building like a giant costume for someone to be in a Hulk costume.
Really?
That have they seems ever done tough, that? Man.
Like, a whole costume that just seems like it won't look right.
I don't know. Like, Disney does it good with all the stilts, like, people in stilts and
stuff.
Yeah. Or, like, what's the big monkey from the orangutan from Jungle Book? The king? What's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name. I know.
You know what I'm talking about, though,
right? Yeah.
Like, his costume looks really good.
Okay.
Like, the.
Yeah, if anybody can do it, they can do it because they've been doing these costumes at parks for a long time. So I'm just trying
but
to
would you rather,
picturing it now.
Would you rather see a nerdy guy in a science suit or in like a lab coat dressed as like that looks like Mark Ruffalo kind of? instead of the Hulk?
Not really.
Yeah, exactly. But, no one wants to take a picture of that guy.
They were like talking about Mark Ruffalo saying at the panel, they're like, people just yell Hulk at him randomly. He's like, they're like, Hulk! And he's like, well, the name's Banner. I'm Bruce Banner. Yeah. It's like everybody's way into Hulk. I bet you so many people know Hulk over his name even being Bruce Banner. For some reason, I just feel like Bruce Banner is a very, like, out of all the guys, Iron Man, they could probably name Tony Stark or Steve Rogers over, like, Bruce Banner.
Don't even mention Hawkeye. Not we actually Hawkeye. Had that conversation.
Clint
something.
I can't even remember. See? They barely...
Natasha Romanoff.
I'm sure we'll get more than enough Hawkeye in this next movie.
Yeah.
Which may... It seemed like too much in my mind right now, but...
if he's anything like he was in Louie, I'll be happy.
Good really luck in being Jeremy like that. Renner
and Jeremy Renner and Louie, to me, was one of the highlights of the weirdest season of TV I've ever seen.
That was good. It's out of nowhere.
And then, so yeah, there's that to look forward to. So there's some insider rumors. I don't think they've been mentioned anywhere else, so.
We're on it first,
yeah.
Like we usually are.
For some reason, I don't know how we managed to do that. Now some Amazing Spider-Man news. Sinister Six is set for November 11, 2016. And Amazing Spider-Man 3 is moved to 2018.
Yeah, so they're still moving along with the franchise because they still are making a movie like 2 years from now. So that is a little... I'm really interested to see how that works out.
This is going to be so bad.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
That's another thing I was talking to when I was talking to this cast member at Disneyland. It was like a bunch of us, and we're talking about Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Because Alex just saw it recently, and then I was there, and I was like, oh, it was a terrible movie. And then one of our friends was there, and he's like, oh, it was all right. But then three of them, like it was six people total, three of them haven't even seen the movie yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is crazy. If you were to say the same thing about a Marvel movie, Marvel proper, like a Disney Marvel movie, if you were to ask someone, like, hey, have you seen Thor 2? And they're like, no. Or have you seen Captain America Winter Soldier? And they're like, no. That would be a sad day to me.
That's true. I feel like those movies...
For someone our age.
I'm pretty much gonna see those movies. Like, the other, I actually have to think about sometimes.
I'm like, yeah.
Do I... want to see
I
was given a chance just because of the first one, Amazing Spider-Man,
to show you how little I think it's really weird to me that this happened. Is we didn't even have really proper plans to see it, and then one of our friends texted us that day like, hey, are we gonna see this movie?
Yeah, that's true. We probably wouldn't have seen it at least the first week.
Or Captain America, we buy our tickets in advance. Like all these other movies, we bought our tickets in advance. Where Amazing Spider-Man, I was like, oh, I could live with seeing it later, I guess. Yeah, but then there's movies I haven't seen yet, and I'm like, well, I just haven't seen
that's it for some reason. Yeah. I mean, it's just a different mindset because you can trust other stuff. Like, I mean, it's interesting. It's a far way away. It's 2 years. I don't know what I'll be doing in 2 years, but I would actually have to think about and see reviews before I might want to see it right away because...
I have no faith
in it.
It's just...
Yeah, I don't think I will...
The trust isn't there.
I don't trust it, and I don't really like any of the guys, the Sinister Six they show me so far, so how can you morph that? It's hard to do.
That's another crazy thing is, I was telling my parents yesterday, my parents, they're pretty hip to movies and stuff, which is obvious, like that's why I'm the way I am. I grew up in this environment. But I mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy having 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and my mom's like, yeah, you can trust Marvel.
Yeah.
And for my mom to be like that about a movie that I have, like, she has no idea what Guardians of the Galaxy is. Yeah. She likes the trailer for it.
Yeah.
But for her to say something like that is just, like, it's clear to say. Like, you can
like
clearly.
Most people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what's going on.
To me, that's my touch into regular people. Like, if I ask my mom, like, oh, what movie do you want to go see in theaters? And she'll say something closer to the average person.
Mm-hmm. Where we're too wrapped up into it.
Where
to
I'm
know.
Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna go see this movie because they had script rewrites and they hired this guy to write the script and stuff. I don't wanna.
Although, everything I'm hearing from Ant-Man, that's like my most hesitancy. I mean, I'll see because I'm trusting them, but I still have hesitancy about what's like.
Well, did you see the helmet? They released a picture of the helmet.
Yeah,
it kind of sold me again.
Yeah, I mean, it looks awesome. I'm just a little shaky. Everything seems shaky right now, but they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
It's not like they started filming yet.
Let's talk about Ant-Man.
Yeah, let's go right into Ant-Man.
Patrick Wilson, you might know him from The Conjuring. He exited due to schedule conflict when film was pushed back after Edgar Wright's departure. Now, he wasn't the only one to leave.
Yes.
Matt Gerald and Kevin Weissman also left due to script rewrites. So that's three people. Patrick Wilson is probably the biggest
one. He's pretty big. He's as big as Corey Stoll, at least.
Yeah.
Who's in the movie.
So that's kind of scary to me.
Yeah. I'm like, this conflict is really confusing. I hope we someday find out what
really happened. Do you think this is our Superman? What is it called? Superman Return? Superman Lives? The Kevin Smith Superman?
No, because this will get made.
Do you think the Edgar Wright version is that?
Oh,
people are like, it lives in legend now. It's gonna be like, oh, I heard it was gonna be like this until we get something. I remember it was like a few years ago where we finally saw the Superman suit.
Yeah.
For Tim Burton Superman.
I think eventually we will hear something, whether it's 10 years from now or what.
That footage will get leaked where Edgar Wright's test footage that he did a long time ago.
Yeah. We'll know something, but it's not gonna come until this movie, Ant-Man.
They did show some footage at Comic-Con, right?
They did a couple years ago.
No, I think they did this year, too.
Oh, yeah, they did this year,
a little teaser.
Yeah, yeah. They're in the lab or something.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Now, yesterday they confirmed that Kerry Stoll is indeed playing Darren Cross, aka Yellow Jacket.
Yes.
Now, do you know anything about that character?
No. I've tried to look him up. It's apparently Hank Pym was Yellow Jacket. Dude, he switched around his character name so much.
Yeah.
Hank Pym was he was Ant-Man, then he's Giant Man sometimes.
Yeah, this is the first time Darren Cross is Yellow Jacket, but Darren Cross has a history with what's the Ant-Man's name? This Ant-Man? Paul Rudd Ant-Man's
name? Scott Lang.
Scott Lang, yeah. They have a history in the comics.
Okay.
Where, I'm not going to go into that too much.
Yeah.
But Evangeline Lilly is confirmed to play Hope Pym, who is Hank Pym's daughter.
Yeah. So both those things were rumors that we talked about a while ago, but they officially confirmed them. Which is weird because I was listening to some of the panels and they're like, yeah, we kept it secret for months and months. And I was like, yeah, but a lot of this stuff still came out when people kept it secret.
Latino Review.
And I'm pretty much trusting most of that news and then it usually changes if something weird happens. But it's usually on the right track. But, I guess they didn't open their mouth, so... And then we got a full synopsis of what's actually happened in this movie because we've kind of been hinting at there was going to be some heist at the beginning with Edgar Wright. We were hearing stuff, but we didn't really get a synopsis. But this is the synopsis we got. Armed with astonishing ability to shrink in scale but increase in strength, con man Scott Lang must embrace his inner hero and help his mentor, Dr. Hank Pym, protect the secret behind his spectacular Ant-Man suit from a new generation of towering threats. Against seemingly insurmountable obstacles, Pym and Lang must plan and pull off a heist that will save the world.
So we still get a heist.
So they're planning a heist together?
So
maybe someone confiscates the Ant-Man suit.
No. You want to hear what I read?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Darren Cross has these heart problems.
Yes.
I forgot what causes the heart problems. He has some weird heart problems.
Because he was working with Hank Pym.
Yeah.
He was they were partners or whatever.
Darren Cross started, Cross Technology or something like that, to compete with Stark and Hammer.
This is sounding a lot like Iron Man.
Yeah. So he started this to compete with them, and he has this weird heart problem where even if he gets a replacement heart, the heart will burn out on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs he kidnaps a scientist. This is in the comics. He kidnaps a scientist to help him get homeless people and steal their heart, kill them,
mm-hmm.
take their hearts and put them in him, every whatever, however long, maybe let's say 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott Lang's daughter has this weird heart problem, and the scientist that he kidnaps to do the stuff for him, Darren Cross kidnaps, Scott Lang needs her to help him with his daughter, who's dying.
Mm-hmm.
So he steals the Ant-Man suit to try to save the scientist and faces off with Darren Cross.
But the thing that it doesn't sound like that's happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen like
it's
that.
It's because he's going to be working with Hank Pym. It doesn't it doesn't seem like Scott Lang is stealing the suit from Hank.
Oh yeah, no. But I think that's like that was gonna be the original one.
Yeah.
More.
Which I'm confused. Why would you care about stuff like that? That's the weird thing. It doesn't make sense that you would care about.
Like, because he's still a con man.
Yeah. I read that and I was like, con man. It's like I thought that was the part they were concerned.
No, because before he was an ex-con.
What's the difference?
Yeah, because when you see Paul Rudd, you're like, that guy's been through the jail.
Of prison. Something going on with that guy. Doesn't seem right.
So they released this concept poster thing. I think it's like you can get it if you're at Comic-Con.
Kind of looks like the Star-Lord mask.
Yeah, it does, kind of. It's Ant-Man in the suit, and he's shrinking or getting bigger, and then there's some bugs, and he's on the back of this ant with wings, and then you see Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas.
Yes. But this is going to be the first, like, Guardians is supposed to be funny, but this is going to be the first, like, full-on, I think, most comedic one, I would think, if they're getting Paul Rudd.
I don't think so.
You don't think, though? You don't think they're going for a comedic?
They're like, ha, 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 my daughter's kidnapped.
I don't know.
Well, I imagine dark, Hope Pym, I imagine she gets kidnapped in this movie. I imagine there's some weird relationship.
I can't imagine they actually do that, though.
I think that's going to be the love interest of Scott Lang. He's going to be like,
well, yeah, but
you're my mentor, and the only way I can get close to you is if I'm marrying your daughter.
I don't think she's going to get kidnapped. That seems too predictable or too, like, too Pepper Potts, Ian.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but we'll have more to come. But I wonder if they're trying to, like, because they're making this July, and Avengers is May, so they're trying to, like, piggyback on that event, like, because they seem to be in most question about this movie.
Yeah.
Where, like, Guardians, like, the whole time I was like, Guardians is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I was Ant-Man's going to be awesome for Edgar Wright.
Because I think Guardians is supposed to be the most comedic.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because that's something someone said, is, like, after the DC panel, they're like, would DC ever make a movie with a talking raccoon?
Definitely not.
No. That's the difference between Marvel and
DC.
It'd
be a talking raccoon, but he'd be dark and, like, have rabies and eat people.
Be foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, I don't think he would talk. He'd just be a raccoon.
It's got to be realistic, man.
It's like, you're like, no, it doesn't have to be.
It's like,
there's a talking tree.
These are comic books.
Yeah.
If you just treat them seriously.
But it's not real.
But none of it's real. That's the point.
Yeah, like, that's the point. Yeah.
That's the point.
So, yeah. There's that, and then Batman versus Superman. The teaser was shown. Let's talk about the cape and cowl first.
Okay.
Now, this was really annoying to me when people were tweeting and websites were posting about this, because they're like, Batman costume revealed. Batman costume revealed. No, it's just a cape and cowl.
Yeah.
Relax a little bit.
First of all, he's definitely having multiple costumes in this movie.
Yes.
He's going to go through a bunch, because we've already seen a couple of them.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think about the short-eared cowl? Very Dark Knight Returns.
I love the short ears.
It looks really very sick. Dark Knight Returns.
I was, like everybody else was saying, like the neck thing is that he can't
turn
his
neck
again.
Now, that's right. That's how it should be, in my opinion.
That's not how he moves in the comics. There's no way he's like... I mean, I'm trying... Well, you don't move in comics.
But, yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I guess he does do a lot of... I don't know. I think they'll find a way to make
maybe
it work,
maybe it's flexible.
Though, like... Yeah, it may be. Yeah. Like, I think they'll be able to make it work. We're past those days when the early 90s where they're, like, I know they were making fun of it in Batman Begins. So, like, he couldn't even do it in Batman Begins. He couldn't turn his head.
But he did it in Dark Knight.
But the fights were still pretty good in Batman Begins. I can't remember noticing that until they made that joke in the second one.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I want to be able to move my neck.
Yeah. Now, I read that the cape and cowl were made out of, like, this fancy leather material.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and they said, like, oh, it's definitely something that a billionaire would have. That's what it seemed like when you were looking through it through the case.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to tell from the picture, really.
Yeah, they're like, it looks fabric. Like it is very, like, fancy.
Cool.
And then we have a picture of him, Batman. We have Batfleck close up.
Yes.
Ben Affleck in the cowl. What do you think of that?
Oh, I like it. It looks awesome.
It's so Dark Knight Returns. Like it is.
Oh, definitely.
This is
what I want to see.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it is. And then I saw, like, they were, like, Comic-Con. They had, like, Gal Gadot, Henry Cavill, and Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck's, like, huge. I like him being
compared to Henry Cavill, it's crazy.
Being bigger than Superman.
Yeah.
Because then he's, like, towering over. Like, I like the giant Batman. Because we've had pretty short Batman.
Yeah.
All of the Batman have been short.
Now, that's the one thing. I hope they make Gal Gadot taller. Because she is an Amazon. She is supposed to be taller than Batman and Superman in the comics.
I don't think she'll be that taller.
I want her to be taller. Like, I hope they just digitally scale her up.
They may do it. I mean,
like, 1.5 times, maybe. Like, a 9-foot-tall woman.
That's too tall. That's not realistic.
8 feet tall.
8 feet tall? They're not... She's not that tall. And
like, a foot taller. 7 foot tall.
I don't know. I don't know what measurements you're looking at in the comics.
I'm thinking they're, like,
I've never remembered them, at least from the cartoons.
Like, in Justice League. She's, like... She's not smaller.
No, yeah, she's definitely taller.
Because she's supposed to be, like, a super-sized woman.
But that Batman wasn't really that big in, like, Superman and Batman were, like, the same size in the animated series.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This is going for more of the Dark Knight.
And then we did get a picture of Wonder Woman in her outfit. What do you think of this?
It's sick.
A lot of people are saying Xena.
It's very, like, 300.
Yeah.
All that dark...
But do you think she looks good as Wonder Woman now compared to... Like, she definitely beefed up for this role.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And definitely,
I think it looks great.
And she's not wearing jeans.
Yeah. Which, they said that's what they might do. So, I think it looks great.
She looks like a Wonder Woman to me.
Yeah. So, I think they're doing the right thing. They're doing the right thing with the look and the tone.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah, it's a lot different from Marvel. It's just... And not in a bad way, because that's just the tone they're going for. But it's just its own type of thing, where it is going to be very dark.
And now we saw the teaser.
Yes.
It starts out with Batman in the armor from The Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm.
Got the glowing white eyes.
Glowing white eyes. He's in, like, the tank armor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's messing with some wires. Bat signal turns on. Shines in the sky. You see the Frank Miller Batman logo, the very fat bat, as I like to call it. I'm sure other people like to call it that, too, because that's what it looks like.
It is, yeah. That's what it is.
And then you see Superman inside there. His eyes turn red. And you see Batman, and his eyes are like that, too. What did you think? Did that make you get excited?
Yeah.
Like, in the video we saw, someone leaked it out.
Yeah.
The crowd is excited.
No, I'm definitely pumped. It's... I've been saying this from the beginning. I think everything we see is going to be awesome. It's just the story. But it's going to be awesome.
Like, yeah.
No matter what, it's going to be awesome. That fight alone makes it worth it.
Now, what happens if in a few months they're like, oh yeah, we're going to release it in 2 movies? Batman vs. Superman 1 and 2.
They won't do that. They wouldn't do that.
How can you be so sure, Michael?
Because you only do... parts like that if it's...
They're like, we have too much...
end of a...
We made too much of a movie.
I mean, I guess they technically did that for The Hobbit. But they didn't film... Did they film that all at the same time?
I think so.
Oh. So, but they had that plan, like Lord of the Rings and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll do it. That, you can't start a movie off like that, where you just part it out. I'd be pissed. I wouldn't like that. At all.
No.
That's pretty much what it is, because they're doing Justice League. Yeah. So they are kind of doing that already.
When I first saw that teaser, I was like, that's how they should have announced the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't tell it's Ben Affleck as Batman.
No.
And you have Henry Cavill already as Superman. If you were to film that and that's how you announce, I mean, they announced it in a pretty awesome way last year. They had like the quote from Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to announce the movie like that, that would have been even, that's Marvel level to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They should have done that, but they should have done that especially because they thought it was going to be 2015 back then. So that would have been the greatest things ever, because you're just what it was yesterday when they showed that, and what it was
a year
what
ago.
It would have been, like, before even anybody knew that was even a possibility.
Yeah.
That's 10 times. Because it was a pretty big reaction when they just mentioned that.
Yeah.
So it would have been crazy reaction if they had that video.
People, and then people would have been like, wow, like, they really know what they're doing.
Yeah. They would have sounded like a plan more than,
Batman or Superman.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
let's Marvel's read a quote panel from the book.
We need to, yeah. Especially, what was it? Marvel did Ultron last year with a video.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of Ultron. So, like, they're just like, slap a logo up on there.
Yeah, someone Photoshop something together, and then we'll slap it on the
and
screen.
Read words.
And then read
but don't
the
have,
passage from Batman's.
Yeah, says, don't have... Well, who read the words?
I forgot who said... I think... I can't remember.
Yeah, I forgot who it was. Exactly. If it was somebody amazing, I would have remembered.
Yeah.
So... But... We're gonna get some cool stuff in the future.
Yeah.
We got some Arrow news. We got a first picture of Roy Harper in the Arsenal costume, which is like the red Arrow costume. It's pretty much Arrow costume with red. Like red. It looks
and
badass.
And a lot of ties.
Yes, a lot of
it's
ties.
A lot of strings.
I think he's got a lot of extra weapons in there too, I think. I don't know.
It makes sense if his name is Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal, which I thought he was going to... Like, because... Apparently, he has, like, a bunch of different names. He was, like, Speedy in the comics at one point. Then he was Arsenal. Then he was, like, Red Arrow. So, I think they're going with Arsenal as his name in this one.
Now, some weird Doctor Strange news. Maybe some strange Doctor Strange
strange news.
Joaquin Phoenix is in talks for the role of Doctor Strange. Now, what do you think about that?
I mean, he's a good actor.
He's a great actor. Yes. Her proves that.
Yes. I mean, I could see it.
I liked him in Walk the Line.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Him as Doctor Strange. I don't know.
I also read this.
It came out of nowhere to me.
Yeah. Well, I think he's just in talks, right?
So it's not official or it's not real.
Someone said that Doctor Strange would look like an episode of Cosmos with all the beautiful effects.
Yeah.
Visual effects.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I want like a beautiful. I like Thor. Like Thor 2 was like a beautiful looking movie.
Yeah, I think this will look great. Man, I'm just really interesting to see what they do with everybody with Ant-Man. Like, how are they entangle them? Are they going into the Avengers? Are they just gonna be separate and try and then work their way into it? They'll just randomly appear in Avengers 3, or are they just like keeping these guys a little bit separate now? I don't know. It's like
it's gonna be tough.
There's a lot more confusing stuff that they're trying to do now than how it used to be, where it was just phase one, we got these regular guys.
Yeah.
Phase two, they're going into the sequels.
And then we're
going
to have...
And then cap it off with Avengers 2, and that'll change everything.
Yeah.
Because that's when we start all the new...
That's
well, Guardians, it's completely separate because it's far enough away where it won't even affect anything, really.
In the words of Silicon Valley, you go one way, and then you pivot.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to pivot.
Got to pivot. Got to do the pivot. It's the only way to keep moving.
Yeah. So, there's that. And then Guardians of the Galaxy 2 got announced yesterday, along with a bunch of stuff for Guardians. Guardians of the Galaxy is like, might as well be the Avengers, from what it seems like.
Yeah. Well, I like it because it's pumping everybody up because Comic-Con just happened. So, I'm sure that's why they planned it, is to have it this release date. It's because like it goes right into it, and you're like, oh, I just got to wait a couple more days, and then I get... Basically, Comic-Con right now, I'm going to see a whole movie.
It's crazy. Yeah. That, like, it looks like it's going to be, like, a huge hit.
Yeah.
So, James Gunn is confirmed to write and direct again, which is good. Release date of July 28th, 2017. Now, I wish we had all those dates still from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, printed out, and I want to put next
to
this date.
Yeah, mark out what's coming
right?
on.
Yeah, I want to mark out what day's what.
Yeah, because we know... Yeah, because we don't know, because we got, Ultron, Guardians, Ultron, Ant-Man, for sure, in that order, and then we don't know official what the next movie is. I think we think it's Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Like, right after that Ant-Man. So that would, or no, because it'd be Ant-Man, then Captain America 3, and then Doctor Strange, we think.
Let me pull up. I have the
get the actual dates.
Okay, July 8th, which is rumored to be Doctor Strange.
No, what year though?
2016.
Okay, so that'd be Captain America's before then in May.
May 6th.
2016. Okay, then we think that's Doctor Strange, and then 2017
is May 5th. Is the May next date?
Okay, so that's before Guardians. So it'll be another new one.
And then July 28th, which is another date that they had.
Yeah, so that's the one we don't know is the one before Guardians. Because that means it's supposed to be a new one. If this is a sequel, it's supposed to be something else new.
Yeah. Hmm. And then November 3rd, 2017, which is probably Thor 3.
Yeah, I would think. So they'd have two sequels.
And then May 4th, 2016 that they pulled up. Or 2018. They got that date.
Oh, yeah, 2018?
Yeah. And then July 6th, 2018. People think that's going to be Avengers,
May 8th.
May 4th.
Or May 4th, 2018.
Okay.
They think... Wait.
Because they also have May 3rd, 2019.
Yeah.
They got a lot of dates, man.
It's got a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll tell us soon enough.
Yeah. And then they also announced Guardians of the Galaxy animated television show. They announced Guardians of the Galaxy and Disney Infinity 2.0. They announced Guardians of the Galaxy and every other Marvel game that they have currently out.
What's really cool is that they didn't even release this stuff right before. They're like, oh, release it a year before, get people used to Guardians. They're just our movie will be good. That'll release people to Guardians.
Yeah, and then, you know what? When they're looking for more Guardians to pick up, they can go here.
Yeah.
They can go anywhere that they already probably have.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a cool strategy. They're so confident that they're going to make a great movie. That's where they start. They start with the movie, which will be great, and then they work their way that way.
Let's see here. Agent Carter.
Yes, we got some cool Agent Carter news.
Yeah, this is actually really cool.
It's really cool. I think is it coming out fall of 20 next year? I think that's when it's coming out.
Yeah,
I think.
Sounds right.
Yeah, they haven't started writing it even yet. I think they know the pilot, but that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool news. They said that four directors from the cinematic universe are going to direct episodes. They know for sure.
Is this the right order?
It's not the right order. I'll say the right order. Okay. They said that the pilot is going to be done by the guy who did the Marvel one-shot Agent Carter, Louis D. Esposito. And then these weren't actually confirmed, but they said...
They haven't signed anything
yet. They haven't signed anything, but this is pretty confident.
I think they're... The people that they got are into it, and Marvel's into it.
Yeah, they're all pretty much in agreement. They just got to work out details.
Yeah.
They said that the second and third episodes are going to be directed by Winter Soldier directors Joe Russo and Anthony Russo,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty awesome news because you're getting guys involved in the actual big screen movie adaptations, and then you're putting them in a TV show.
Yeah.
Which you would think, why are they doing that? But, the Marvel Cinematic Universe seems bigger than... the movies right now. The TVs are... It's so intertwined that...
It's one part.
It's all content to them. And then they said that... episode 4, they want Joe Johnson...
Director of
the Captain America Avenger. First Avenger. Yeah. So they're getting everybody who's been involved with Captain America back in the fold of this new show. Which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I was shocked by that.
Okay. Next section, which of course is Star Wars Episode 7, some plot details leaked.
Yeah, a little bit lacking on Star Wars news though, because they weren't at Comic Con.
Yeah, so. They didn't announce anything at Comic. Well, I mean, they announced comic book stuff. They announced that there's going to be a new Star Wars comic book from Marvel. That it takes place after Episode 6.
Mm-hmm. In between 6 and 7.
In between 6 and 7, there's going to be a Princess Leia comic book, and there's going to be a Darth Vader comic book. Mm.
Yeah, so but next Comic-Con will probably be Star Wars Comic-Con for sure.
So some plot details leaked that we're not going to talk about, but I read them. I told my mom about them. I told Alex about them. Everyone I've told so far, really excited about them. But I know how you are.
Cool. Yeah, I'd rather not know.
Tell you, even if it is rumored. If this is the real one, I'm down.
Yeah.
100%. Take my money now. I'll pre-order my tickets.
Did you hear anything that, Harrison Ford, did that affect anything of the news? Okay.
No. John Boyega's character was rumored mm-hmm. in that part, in those plot details. Now, I read something very interesting about Gwendolyn Christie, a.k.a. Bryn, or Brienne from Game of Thrones. Yeah. I read that her character is supposed to be like kind of sexually androgynous. Mm-hmm. And originally, Benedict Cumberbatch was offered the role.
Oh, really?
So, there was that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're making characters, not like pinning it down to one thing sometimes.
But then the coolest thing that came out is this X-Wing video that J.J. Abrams had. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like... So it looks like he's going to be doing these things because he did one where he did that one creature.
Yeah.
So he's making these videos to pretty much like he's supporting charities through these videos. He's saying, oh, and he's like doing it on the set.
Yeah.
Cool props and stuff. And he's saying, oh, support this while you're watching the video. And you just, all you're looking at is this giant X-Wing like fighter right behind him. And it's just like, he's just standing in front of it. Everything looks so good. Like it's real.
Yeah. Just looks. See, that's the thing I couldn't think of. I was like, is this real? It looks so, like, it looks too good to be true.
Yeah. They're just making this stuff like they had to do it in real life. That's crazy.
Yeah. Who was I talking with? I was talking to someone. I think it was you. Mm-hmm. When we went to the Angels game, you were saying, like, on Star Trek.
Yeah, in Star Trek, he was putting so much detail into some of, like, the spaceships and stuff that he would put... like things that wouldn't even be in the movie. They'd be on the ship, inside the ship, behind a little corridor that you couldn't even see in the shot, and you weren't going to see in the shot, but it was going to be accurate to what that ship would like look like if it had to be real.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen, because he put so much care into it that he wants everything to be as real as possibly could be.
And that's what lines up with what Kevin Smith said when he visited the set in London.
Yeah.
He said everything was as real as it could be.
Yeah.
And the cool thing I noticed on the X-Wing is it has, like, one engine, like, the wings are together, but then when the wings separate, the engine splits in half, and it's two semicircles, mm-hmm. and they're taken from another model in the expanded Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I mean...
yeah, it looks beautiful.
They got it in the right guy's hands, for sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely...
they found the right nerd.
That's the truth, yeah. I mean, it's finally...
Do you think there really is that? Like, someone in London, there's one of these?
What do you mean?
Like, it looks like CG. I can't...
No, it's sitting there.
I think it's sitting there.
I think so. I don't think it's CG. Oh, God,
that's so cool.
I think it looks too good to be true.
When I say it looks like CG, I'm not saying it looks fake.
That's true.
I'm saying it looks too good to be true. I know what you're saying.
It's like, how could they actually make that thing?
Yeah. I'm like, this is... My mind is melting.
It doesn't make sense. Like, because you see how much, like, crap effort they put in some other stuff, and you're like...
Like, you look at the original prequels.
Yeah.
The Star Wars prequels.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's all... this. All the clone troopers are not real life people. That's what I'm saying.
How is it possible that one guy puts so much effort and the other guys aren't...
The guy who created it...
Yeah.
Seems like he doesn't care about it anymore.
He's not trying.
And then this other guy who really has no connection to it. I mean, we all have a connection to Star Wars. Let's keep it real.
In some way,
it's not his own child. It's as if the stranger is being nicer to the child than the parent is.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I made this way a while back. It was good back then.
It's like a stranger saving an abused child is what I...
And then raising that child,
taking that child as his own, and then raising the child and giving it a better life than
it would have had, even with its real parents, because they were not good to it.
Yeah. Well, later on, the parents were really bad to it. Originally, the parents were like...
Oh, yeah, right in the beginning, but then... like.
But then after the child got ugly, as kids do.
Yeah, they turned on it, and I was like, I can destroy this if I want to.
Yeah.
And then they also was said this week that they are going to be shooting some scenes in Ireland. So they're going all over filming in great places to, like, on location where I feel like almost every scene in the other one was, like, on a green screen.
Yeah.
They're just in some green studio. But this, they're like, let's go back. The original ones, they went to locations. And now they're going all over. It's a lot easier nowadays to go where they want to go. So they're going where they want to go.
Yeah.
Just crazy. The budget they have to shoot on these locations and build this stuff and do everything.
But it is like an investment because you could easily, you could easily just put that anywhere. Charge $100 to go sit in it. You put that
in Disneyland and you're like,
I will pay $100 to go sit inside that.
Yeah, they're like, this was in the movie. Exactly. Oh, man.
Exactly, okay.
There's nothing to say.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. Okay. Now, this week in movies in the past. 1982, An Officer and a Gentleman, and Night Shift. 1983, Tom Cruise was into some risky business. 1985, we got scared at Fright Night and Weird Science.
Got scared at both of them?
Yeah, I got scared at Weird Science. Right. Remember when the monsters came in? Like the weird bully, they're like bikers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that part's kind of scary. Yeah. And the brother at the end when he turns into that monster. Mm. Kind of scary.
True.
1986, Friday the 13th, Part 6, and Howard the Duck. 1987, The Living Daylights and The Lost Boys. 1988, Tom Cruise again in Cocktail. 1989, Parenthood and Sex Lies in a Videotape. 1990, DuckTales the Movie. 1991, Hot Shots, and Michael J. Fox was Doc Hollywood. 1992, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which Joss Whedon wrote. 1993, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, So I Married an Axe Murderer, and Tom and Jerry the Movie. 1994, Clear and Present Danger and The Little Rascals. 1995, the knockoff of Charlotte's Web, Babe. 1996, Danny DeVito was the narrator for a movie about a child he abused in Matilda.
Yeah. He was an actor in it and the narrator. He's like, this guy's being a dick to the kid.
I don't understand that. But I am.
But yeah. That was very strange.
And also, that movie gave me an aversion to chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And Chain Reaction. 1997, Spawn, Picture Perfect, and Air Bud. 1998, Lindsay Lohan was in the remake of The Parent Trap, The Negotiator with Samuel Jackson. Ever After, A Cinderella Story with Drew Barrymore, and Basketball with friend of the podcast, Usher Mather, allegedly. 1999, Runaway Bride and Deep Blue Sea. 2000, Hollow Man, Space Cowboys, Coyote Ugly, and Saving Grace. 2001, Rush Hour 2, The Princess Diaries, and Original Sin. 2002, Signs and Master of Disguise. 2003, American Wedding and Geely. 2004, The Village, Manchurian Candidate, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Thunderbirds, and Garden State. 2005, The Dukes of Hazzard and My Date with Drew. 2006, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, and Barnyard, The Original Party Animals. 2007, The Bourne Ultimatum, Underdog, and Hot Rod. 2008, The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, and Swing Vote. Was that Kevin Costner in Swing Vote?
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
2009, Judd Apatow directed Funny People, Aliens in the Attic, The Collector, which is one of my favorite horror movies, and The Cove, which was a real-life horror movie. That's the one with all the Japanese people killing those dolphins.
Yes.
2010, Dinner for Schmucks, Charlie St. Cloud, and Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Oh, I get it. Kitty Galore and Pussy Galore.
Oh.
There we go. Didn't Makes sense it. Now. 2011, James Franco catches the disease in Rise of the Planet of the Apes and The Change-Up. 2012, the remake of Total Recall, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, Celeste and Jesse Forever, which makes no sense to me, and The Baby Makers. And 2013, Two Guns, The Smurfs 2, The Spectacular Now, and Europa Report came out. Now, this week in movies in the now, in theaters, coming up this week, Guardians of the Galaxy and Get On Up with the James Brown movie. And on VOD this week is War Story, Dom Hemingway with Jude Law, and The One I Love, which is that one girl from Mad Men. I forgot her name. Now let's get on to some miscellaneous movie news.
So we got some Toy Story short news. Where they're apparently, well, this is the second one they're doing. The first one was done really well. It's like a movie within itself.
For like 15 minutes long, right?
I think it's half an hour, actually.
Holy crap.
It's I guess 20 minutes with commercials and stuff. But this is the second one they're doing, coming out in December. It's we got a synopsis for it. It says, in the special, during a post-Christmas playdate, the gang find themselves in uncharted territory when the coolest set of action figures ever turn out to be dangerously delusional. It's all up to Trixie, the Triceratops. The gang hopes to return to Bonnie's room.
It's called Toy Story That Time Forgot.
Yes.
And they released this poster for Comic-Con. And you see Trixie right there.
Yeah.
Dressed up as one of these cool action figures. Very Small Soldiers-esque.
Yes.
In my head.
Yeah.
It's like the Gargonauts.
Because they're like delusional and they look like they're going to like attack something.
It's like if the Gargonauts were the Small Soldiers.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Isn't it weird that that movie is named after the bad guys?
That is true.
Are they named Small... No, what are the names of the bad guys?
I don't think they're called Small Soldiers, but they are...
They're kind of like Small Soldiers.
They are Small Soldiers, literally. And Tommy Lee
Jones, his character, takes up most of the poster art. He's like in the middle.
Yeah.
Wow, how screwed up is that? That's kind of racist.
I mean, those guys are pretty strong.
Do you think people would watch a movie if they found out that the other guy was the main character?
I don't think so. For some reason, I just feel like those...
Oh, look at that freaky, weird dog cat man.
They just weren't as... The Gargonauts weren't actually that interesting.
No.
They were just like, oh, like, we've got the soldiers are trying to kill us. Ah.
What about Frankenstein? That guy was a freak.
Yeah.
He's literally like a Frankenstein toy. It was very
strange. Yeah.
I like that movie. I miss
the soldiers, it was. The soldiers were just more fun.
Yeah. Okay. Pixels.
Yes.
Now, we saw a picture last week.
Yes.
We saw Peter Dinklage in a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know Kevin James was in this movie until I read the synopsis.
Did not either.
So, are you worried about that? Because last week you said, like, oh, this is a new movie. Josh Gad, Adam Sandler. It's not like Grown Ups.
Yes.
Until you find out that the president is one of Adam Sandler's best friends in real life.
Yeah. Okay. So, let me read the synopsis and then I'll go into what I think. Okay. We're getting a lot of synopses, apparently. Yeah. They're like... Let's tell people what these movies are. Because we were confused by that picture. We're like, what are they doing? There's a pilot. There's an airline pilot. What's going on? So it says, in Pixels, when intergalactic aliens misinterpret video feeds of classic arcade games as a declaration of war against them, they attack the Earth using the games as models for various assaults. President Will Cooper, Kevin James, the actor, has to call on his childhood best friend, 80s video game champion Sam Brenner, Adam Sandler, now a home theater installer, to lead a team of old-school arcaders, Dinklage and Gad, to defeat the aliens and save the planet.
I think her name's Michelle Monaghan, right?
Michelle Monaghan plays the team's unique weapon specialist. I guess they don't have a character name.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about this?
I'm thinking Kevin James is just in there and be like, we gotta call Adam Sandler, and then that's his role. I don't think he'll be...
Would it have been more racist if Chris Rock was the president, or less racist? Because Chris Rock was already a president before.
Oh.
And had a state.
Well, they did do, what's his face? The dude in Independence Day. He was president, and then in a TV show, he was also the president. So some people have been president. I don't
know what you're talking about.
In Independence Day, the president, Bill Pullman, or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's his face? He was in a TV show where he was the president also. Hmm. But I think they have enough, like... On TV and movies, they have a lot of presidents now, so it's like...
That are like black or white.
Black, yeah. So it's... And women presidents sometimes. Yeah. So,
or Hispanic presidents.
Yeah. They've thrown it all up there, so it's pretty much... There's no typecasting a president nowadays.
Or Kevin Spacey presidents.
Yeah. There's just all...
Bisexual presidents.
All types of presidents. Presidents, yeah. So...
Someone's like, really I didn't watch that movie or that show yet.
But...
So, one cool thing we got this week from this was we got confirmation of appearances from video games, which we were wondering about last year.
Yeah, trying to figure out what
was... Or last week, I mean. Sorry.
What would be in there, yeah.
So, we found out that Space Invaders is going to be in it, even though they're making another movie that is Space Invaders.
Yeah. Which this kind of sounds like it would be the movie Space Invaders, because they're literally invading from... There are aliens.
But to me, this is that episode of Futurama.
Yeah,
there's no way the guy who came up with the short didn't watch that episode of Futurama.
It
is, like,
it's the exact... Yeah, you're right.
So, okay, let's just say Asteroids, Breakout, Centipede, and Missile Command, Frogger, Pac-Man, Galaga, and Dig Dug, Donkey Kong, Q-Bert, Space Invaders, Joust, Defender, Robotron, and Wizards of War all appear in this movie.
Yeah, got a lot of good things in there. Right, this it seems to be the age with Wreck-It Ralph and like even Super Smash is calling back to old games. It's like the time of
retro.
Yeah, bring retro. Especially and they're able to get them all together too.
Those arcade bar places, those barcades in L.A. Barcades, and New York and stuff.
Getting big right now too.
I had an idea for one.
But we should do it. What's like one around here?
I had an idea for one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it after.
Definitely.
Now, Power Rangers news.
Yeah, so we got some cool news. So when they said they're making Power Rangers movies, they first said it was going to be a complete reboot pretty much. But now they're saying it will have some kind of continuity with the TV series. Now, I doubt it would like, because I don't know how the TV series has gone now. I don't know how they would do that. But they said there may be possible cameos from the original cast. So I don't know if they would take continuity from a little bit of it or all of it. Because I don't know how complicated it's gotten now.
It's weird. I just know there's Sailor Ninjas or something.
Yeah, I just know there's a million Rangers out there. So I don't think they would, as in continuity, be like, and all these Rangers and show everybody. They might have like cameos by original cast or something. But I thought that was pretty cool news that they wouldn't totally reject what happened before. And Power Rangers is pretty big right now, too. It's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, not that I don't think the current stuff is doing that well. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I feel like just the nostalgia of it is coming back for people.
Well, definitely in the studio.
Yeah.
There's two Morphers.
Exactly.
Or there's three Morphers because we bought that sheep Morpher for Halloween one year. Mm-hmm. And then I bought two of the Morphers, and then I have this Green Ranger sword.
Yeah.
And then XXX3 was confirmed.
Yes. Which they said in Triple X2 that Vin Diesel died, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
But
Ice Cube's not going to be in this one, right?
No. This movie is called Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. And that's Vin Diesel's character's name, apparently. And it's filming. They released where it was filming.
Oh, it was like somewhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Philippines, maybe?
Let's see. I feel like I should have. And he's coming back as Kojak. Yeah, Philippines.
Philippines, yeah.
Shooting in the Philippines, and he's also coming back as Kojak. Who's like the lollipop lawyer. Kojak.
Oh, Kojak's coming back.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's going to play Kojak as well.
Oh, okay.
And like, because I remember they did a didn't they bring it back like recently? And he was a black guy, and people were like, "Oh no, we can't have a black man."
It was
a
TV show or something.
Yeah,
they brought it back. That's gonna be a movie then, or
probably.
I think Vin Diesel doesn't do TV.
I think that kind of stuff is more successful as a movie. Like if they were to bring back like an old TV show.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think rebooting something that was a TV show as a TV show is
like
that
easy
to do.
Wasn't I Dream of Jeanne, or like Bewitched with Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman, wasn't that kind of successful?
I think it did all right. I never saw it, but I thought it did okay.
I have an idea, Michael.
What?
We team up with Tyler Perry. Now, I know, just stick with me.
Weird starting point.
We can make a Black Brady Bunch movie. Reboot the Brady Bunch as black people.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. They did make Brady Bunch movies,
though. Madea is the maid. We get Madea. Dude, you know, we'd be swimming in money.
Yeah, but I feel like then it'll just, I don't understand. I don't know how that works. I don't know how Brady Bunch works nowadays. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
Are you setting it back in the time?
No, now. Brady Bunch makes more sense now, if anything.
How does it make more sense? Like
there's like a lot of divorced people.
They weren't divorced.
Yeah, they had kids from previous marriages.
Yeah, I thought people died.
Wait, what?
I assume their wife, each wife and husband died.
Okay.
I don't think anybody's divorced. From what I know, you never see them show up.
Maybe. No,
I don't think they would abandon their kids. Both of them. What are the chances?
That's what.
What's the backstory? Stepbrothers. What is the backstory?
It's like stepbrothers with six kids instead of
two. What is the backstory of Brady Bunch? Did they both die? Man, I really want to know this now.
Let me find out.
They must have both died because I don't think back in the day you could be like
divorced,
and they both ran off, and maybe they got together.
Maybe they're cheating with each other.
Exactly, and they're like, might as well do the switcheroo.
Oh, I just Googled divorce.
That's how we find the answers. Pretty Bunch. Divorce. That's all you.
Okay, deserve. Let's see. Pretty Bunch.
I'm sure there's an explanation. They don't really. They. Like. You think they explain everything else in the theme song, but not that part about it. They're like,
guess when the third Brady Bunch movie came out. Guess what year?
2001.
2002. Close.
I'm telling you, there were new ones that were really weird. They were like set in current times, but they were like some of the actors were the same, some weren't. And then sometimes they were like ignorant to what was like. It didn't make any sense. Like you watch some of these Brady Bunch movies. I've seen it on TV, and it was like they were living like in the 50s mindset. In like current times, and it was
they're really, like it was we really don't weird. Have black people. We don't. Have, we don't it's like pre
yeah. civil rights, but it wasn't even like taking it seriously. It was pretty much like going off the rails.
Okay, making so fun of it. He's a widow. Okay, but it doesn't say what she is.
Is she a widow? Maybe she was never married. I don't know.
Caroline. Whoa, that's kind of scandalous.
The backstory.
Let me find another one. Maybe there's another plot synopsis.
I think they're both widows.
They're both widows?
But
oh, and then Alice is dead. She died last month.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, so.
Got Medea.
Yeah, I think that's a sellable idea.
I don't know. I just feel like the show... And like, I assume you're trying to take it seriously and not make it a joke.
No, I'm making it a joke.
Oh, you are making it a joke. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Medea movie.
Okay, then you can do it easily. If you're making fun of the Brady Bunch, yeah. Easily.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, it's a comedy.
Oh. Well, I'm talking about the other Brady Bunch movies actually made fun of the Brady
Bunch. Yeah, they're all satirical.
Yeah.
Both widows?
Why isn't this... Because they do that whole... In the theme song, they, like, tell you the story.
Oh, here it is.
But they don't go into...
The only references to the boy's mother and the girl's father in the entire 5-year run of the series occur briefly in the pilot. A single scene with Mike and Bobby suggests quite strongly that Mrs. Brady died, though neither character explicitly says so. A later scene with Mike and Carol only offers a vague suggestion of some previous trauma before Carol's marriage to Mike. She never refers directly to her former husband. To read the entire relevant dialogue, okay, I'm not going to do that. The show creator has given numerous interviews in which he has said that Mike was originally created as a widower and that Carol was supposed to be divorced. However, when ABC refused to allow Carol to be described as divorced...
They wouldn't do it back then.
Schwartz said he made all references in her previous marriage deliberately vague. Schwartz also said that he always considered Carol divorced. Despite Schwartz's intentions, the series was described to the public as a marriage of a widow and a widower. How sad. That's even sadder.
Wow. See, he probably had, like... It's like, what are the chances they're both dead? And then he's like, oh, I'll make it more realistic. One's divorced. And then they're like, no. But then, in his mind, they still were. So there's some deadbeat dad out there, or he's dead. One of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the two. Dead or deadbeat. No one knows the answer.
Not even the creator.
Nope.
Okay. Now getting back to it. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 finally gets a release date from Disney. July 7th, 2017.
Long way. How old is...
The first one came out when we were in 8th grade.
Man, he's so old. Johnny Depp is going to be so old.
Like 2004?
Man. But apparently they're supposed to be going away from like the... more away from the fantasy, maybe? I don't know.
Well, yeah, very real.
Whether, maybe not very real, yeah. But... But like
2003.
Like the fourth one, they had like zombies, and that was really weird.
The first one had zombies, kind of.
I mean, they were skeletons.
They're undead.
Yeah, but like that was the only aspect of it. It was like the gold coins and the curse.
Yeah.
Everything else, but then the other ones, they're like, oh, then there's a big monster, and there's like this ghost ship,
the Kraken,
and there's like, yeah, and there's like all these other things.
Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Is Davy Jones' locker, is that referring to the chest where they keeps his heart in?
I think it's the sea. This is the sea. Whole sea is Davy Jones' locker. Because they're like, well, when you die, go down to Davy Jones' locker.
I don't understand that.
Or it's just death or something. I don't know. It's definitely not Justice Box.
I want something specific.
Doesn't make sense.
What's the Flying Dutch? Was it the Flying Dutchman? That's his boat?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's very strange.
And then Bootstrap Bill was still alive.
Yeah. And what's his name? Keith Richards.
Yeah.
I had to look over his autobiography. Well, I have his autobiography on my shelf, yeah. So I knew I could find it there. He was in the movie for some reason. Okay. Expendables 3 leaked 3 weeks early. DVD rip of the movie. Mm-hmm. Has over 200,000 downloads as of currently.
Man. This is the biggest leak since, like,
Wolverine. Yeah. They say that's what one said.
Yeah. And then, like, I think Star Wars episode 3 was leaked, too.
Yeah.
There was, like, a test screen bar. I think those are the three most I remember that were pretty much like copies of that someone actually leaked instead of like cams
or yeah
whatever.
Man, we're gonna be talking about that one because I was at a party and someone played it. I didn't know the person.
Expendables 3?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know who the person was. No. I was at their house though.
No, they're like, check this out, and you're like,
and
what?
So I sat down and watched it and yeah. Was antisocial.
Yeah, they're like, oh okay.
And then I'll talk about that movie. Last of Us, movies being made, and the producers are talking to one member of the Stark family to play yes. Ellie. Macy Williams. Mm-hmm. Arya Stark.
Yes.
I like that.
That seems like a really good idea to me.
She's one of my favorite people in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And she already plays well off like older people. Like
exactly
being yeah,
and it's not creepy at all. No, like what's the name? What was that in Juno? Ellen Page and what's the guy's name from Arrested Development?
Michael Cera?
No.
In Juno? In
yeah.
What, and it's not Michael Cera. There's another person from Arrested Development in that movie.
Wasn't the other dude the dad?
The dad was Spider-Man J. Jonah Jameson.
No, not her dad. Farm.
Oh, not her dad.
Remember
what's his name? He just did Bad Words.
God damn it.
He's Michael in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on the name.
Michael Bluth, who was played by Jason Bateman.
Yeah, there you
he
go.
Was in the movie, right?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
In the movie.
Remember that?
I can't believe there are two people from Arrested Development in the movie, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But that was also, I found that like that was a really strange relationship.
It was the weirdest. It was really part creepy. Of the
I
movie.
Was like, is he trying to have sex with her? Was that?
Yeah, was that was. That was what he was doing. And then she left. Or wait, no, I don't know. It didn't make any sense. He was like, she like got him to like leave his wife, and like he wanted to start a band again or something.
It was such a weird relationship.
It was really strange.
Because obviously I'm thinking of Ellen Page when it comes to Last of Us, because Ellie yeah. is nearly Ellen Page, yeah. even though they say it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But like you see some of those young actresses and they have like a really, it's really awkward. But when you saw Arya Stark in this last season of Game of Thrones playing off of the Hound.
Yeah.
It was very natural.
Yeah. So I think that'd be a good way to go. That's what they're trying to do.
You see her, what she dressed up as when she was going at Comic-Con? She wanted to walk the floor, mm-hmm. and she's wearing a Spider-Man mask.
Nice.
Just a girl in a Spider-Man mask walking around. Yeah.
That's what you got to do at Comic-Con. Is like, yeah, I think you would hear some people say, oh, I tried to put on like hat and glasses. They could tell that. You got to put on.
Well, Bryan Cranston dressed up as himself, exactly. but he was in one of those weird masks.
Exactly.
Those
just really put on a mask. Masks. No one will bother you. Like, no one can
did
tell.
You see it? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
in the Heisenberg mask, yeah. And then Jack Black was a stormtrooper this year.
Yes,
but I think he got found out really fast.
Oh, really? He's a fat stormtrooper.
Yeah. So there's that. And now this is something I'm really excited about.
Yes.
Was this a Sunday morning announcement, or was it
announced yesterday? It was yesterday, but late at night.
Okay. Skull Island. Now, if you're like, hey, that sounds familiar. Where did I hear of Skull Island? You heard about it in King Kong.
Yes.
Skull Island is the home of King Kong. And I'm really excited because they're making a movie to be released November 4th, 2016.
This is good news.
The That's best cool. part of that crappy remake, King Kong remake, was Skull Island. When you see him fighting the dinosaurs.
Yeah. That was the epicness of it.
That was the coolest part.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this kind of thing?
Yeah. Especially with the second news that they're making Godzilla 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he's going to be fighting Mothra, Rodan, and...
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah. They're going to be the enemies, which are more well-known than whatever...
Yeah, I think it said... What was the hashtag? It was like, let them fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty...
So, I mean...
Epic.
I mean, they didn't release this, but... I mean, that could wake way towards Godzilla vs. King Kong movie.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, they're the same studio, so...
Yeah, because, like, really... That's the problem with Skull Island is... What's the end game of that movie?
Yeah, because it's like... It's a prequel... To that means he doesn't leave the island ever, like the whole movie.
Oh, what happens if the movie ends and Godzilla they land on the island? No, I mean like the ship that comes catch King Kong,
right? One
lands on the island, black.
Yeah,
I feel like no studio would do that, even though that's what we want.
No, but you could do that. You'd be like, okay, and then you know what happens. He gets taken.
Yeah,
that's the boring part.
That's the boring part of the movie. Yeah. We've all seen him climb the Empire State Building a billion times.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah, it's good to get King Kong back. I like King Kong. Getting Godzilla back. Everybody's coming back. The classics.
Yeah. Moving on to trailer talk. A lot of trailers came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, so I saw Hot Tub Time Machine 2 trailer.
I did not watch this one.
I watched this trailer. Yes, it seemed pretty much... Well, it was different from the first one.
Mainly because John Cusack isn't in it.
Yes, so...
See, that's the weird thing. In my head, I was thinking about it, and I was like, why isn't Adam Scott in the second one? Because in my head, I've had Adam Scott as the John Cusack character for such a long time. Yeah.
But then he is in the
second one. But he is in the second one. Because I was like, wow, what a prick of Adam Scott. Like, he's not even that famous to say no to a sequel. But he's not. Cusack is being a prick.
Exactly. Yeah, so they're making a new one, and this time they go to the future or something. But that was one of the weird time travel movies where they, like... I mean, I guess they did that in Back to the Future, but this one they, like, changed everything, and they were, like...
Screw. And it was, like, really self-aware.
It was, yeah, self-aware that it was, like, any... Like, it was more aware that any little thing you do changes a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they think... I think something happens in a football game when they're there... They, like, some squirrel runs off because they did something or something. So it changed everything. So they're pretty much going more into that. I think it'll be, like, pretty much like the first one, comedy-wise. I don't think, like, we expect great things from it. It'll just be what that one kind of was.
Yeah.
It'd be my guess. I don't know.
And then 50 Shades of Grey. A trailer I've been waiting for a long time. I'm excited about this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Mainly because that song, the exclusive version of Beyonce's Crazy in Love, which I'm going to do an exclusive version of this podcast where I slow it down 200% and then release it for a movie. But yeah, 50 Shades of Grey came out. The dude, not a fan of him, could have been me instead.
I didn't know there was like an actual story.
Oh, you thought it was just sex?
Yeah. I really didn't know there's a story. I was like, what's going to happen?
That's what I was curious about, because I was, like, whenever I think of 50 Shades of Grey, I'm like, okay, it still started out as Twilight fan fiction, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Wait, so is it just them two the whole movie, and that's the whole...
Well, it's like a trilogy.
Yeah, but is it just, are they the main characters the whole time?
Yeah.
Really? That seems strange to me. I thought there'd be a lot of shit going on. Like other people, but it's only them two the whole time.
I think so.
It's weird.
Well, because there's a scene when she's like on a date with another guy, and then
he's
the dude like comes in and like punches him out or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It seems...
He was like, stay away from me.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I don't know.
I've said that to plenty of people. It doesn't have the same effect.
Never in movies. It never works
in movies. It always, yeah, like they say it and
they
then
say
it never
it, but
works.
They either never, they both don't
to me
it.
I say it and they're like, okay, this guy's a psychopath. Let's not talk to him ever again. But yeah, Valentine's Day, that's the one killer for me, because I'm like, I don't want to go see this movie on Valentine's Day.
There'll be a lot of chicks there.
There will be,
but probably, be older, me. Probably older women
and then there'll be me. But I wonder if they're still going to release it, because there was supposed to be like two versions, like an R-rated movie version and an NC-17 version.
I don't know. Maybe there'll just be a director's cut and like a...
No, they said they're going to release both in theaters.
Huh. I don't know. I've never known a movie in theaters to be NC-17.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I didn't hear about that, I guess.
That's what I think of this movie. I think of it as Eyes Wide Shut for our generation. A lot of sex in that movie. With Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Hmm. Anyways, yeah, the movie seemed kind of... It seemed like they didn't get into like the freaky sex until like really late in the trailer either, no. though.
It's like they were treating it like a regular movie.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused. Is that most of the movie? Is them just...
Having normal sex?
Having...
And then crazy sex?
Yeah. Like what? I don't know the book, so...
I think it's all about crazy sex.
The whole book, right? Like most of the book.
Because I like to call it the 50 Shades of Grey effect, where people started being more open about like the kinky stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what I thought the book was. But like, I find it like the opposite of Game of Thrones, because without knowing anything about Game of Thrones, all you hear is that show's just all sex and violence, but then that's not really what the show's about. Game of Thrones.
That's the part I pay attention to.
Okay. But I feel like there's still a lot of story and like character development and stuff. Where that's all you hear about is that and then dragons. I don't like that's what I was like. I was like, I'm not feeling like I don't care about watching this. And then you realize
I'm mainly curious about how the Unsullied dude and then
How does that work? That's the mystery.
Because she even brought it up. She was like, didn't she bring it up? Like, did oh, what did they do to you?
Exactly. Yeah.
So who knows? Well, it's going to be weird.
Yeah. So I was just saying the trailer didn't show anything, so I don't know if the movie's like that.
Yeah.
Or if the books were like that.
And I want to see some steamy action.
That's what the internet is for.
Yeah. That's not as exciting. I like the production value of it.
Like them spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see a
even though they're not paying him that much.
No. Right. It has to cost like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Okay,
a helicopter.
Right? Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Yeah. That's another thing I was really curious about. I thought when she's like, oh, I'm here for the interview, I thought it was a job interview.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, why? She's a reporter. She goes all the way to the top? Like the owner? That's like some guy, like some random dude applying to like Wayne Enterprises. And then Bruce Wayne's like, I want to interview you. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like some workplace stuff. Don't tell that your HR person. But then it's like, oh, she's a newspaper reporter.
That did seem to happen with Bruce Wayne all the time, though. Like, some underling would, like, run into him and be like, Bruce Wayne!
Yeah, Bruce Wayne, I need a job.
Like, the one with Jim Carrey, it's like, Bruce Wayne, this is not working. And he's like, it's kind of dangerous, so leave me alone. It's like, why is he even in that situation where he can bug him?
Exactly. You'd think he'd have a separate exit from the building.
Yeah, let me out
away from everyone else.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's an interesting trailer. It's like, this is what it's like in my head. Wall Street meets American Psycho.
It did look really creepy though.
Creepy.
Yeah, but that's not the book either, right? Like he's not
I've never read the book.
Okay. I don't know. I assume you know something about the book.
I'm just into Dakota Johnson.
Okay. But I don't.
Even when she was like, oh, like I'm not special. And I'm like, yeah, you are. You're Dakota Johnson. It'd be different if you like that chick from Spider-Man 2. The weird like girl that lives down the street. Oh, cookies for him.
The one with Peter. Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was just saying Peter Parker. In my head, he's always Peter Parker. Yeah, me too.
Oh, that was the strangest subplot of.
That was really weird. And then it disappeared.
It didn't go. She was still in 3 also, and it didn't go anywhere. It was literally like, make me cookies. Oh, man.
Okay, moving on.
All right, I saw the trailer for The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened? And it's about the Tim Burton, Kevin Smith Superman movie they were going to make.
With Nicolas Cage.
With Nicolas Cage as Superman. And then Batman was going to make an appearance.
What a different world this would have been.
I know. It would have been crazy. It would have been.
Do you think Kevin Smith would be more popular or less popular?
I don't know the mindset how people thought. Because people liked Tim Burton's movies when they happened, I thought.
And Nick Cage was hot for a while. But that suit looks so crazy.
It's just
crazy.
So hard to predict, because nowadays you're thinking, oh, no, it looks ridiculous. But it would be a cool thing to see just because, like, we didn't get it. Like, just because you would have Batman and Superman in the movie. You would have had, like, a Brainiac bad guy you haven't seen before in a movie.
You would have had polar bears.
You would have had, like, a whole different take on it.
Wasps and spiders.
But, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It would have been a thing where it wouldn't... I don't think the hardcore comic fans would be into it.
No.
They'd just be like, it's not...
Which is like Superman. Kevin Smith wasn't into it.
Yeah. Because it's just like, it's just not what you would want. It's something for uniqueness. If you could have this stuff on top of that stuff, that'd be cool, but that's just not...
It's definitely a super... Like, thinking of it now is really strange to us,
mm-hmm.
because we're like, oh, we live in a world where Dark Knight Returns is turning into a movie.
Yeah.
We live in a world where Age of Ultron is a movie.
Yeah.
But this is a time when, Burton Batman,
yeah.
that Joker never existed before that movie.
Exactly. They were making their own stuff up, even though they had history where they're like, no, I still want to do my own thing. Where it's just a completely different thought on a superhero movie in general, where you're going away from the comics, you're going away from it, and you want to make your own story with these characters, I guess.
Yeah.
But it should be an interesting documentary.
Yeah, it's on fanbacked.com or something. Mm-hmm. Like one of those. It's like another Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I think it's like 20.
Yeah, I think they've been trying to get this made for a while just to see what happened and what the ideas were and stuff.
And it's with, I forgot how much it costs. I was looking at it today,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, maybe I'll back it. It's like $25, I think, to get the digital copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And the last trailer that came out I watched was Tusk. Now that's the Kevin Smith movie, where it's his new horror movie based on one of his episodes of Smodcast, where he talks about, I think it's called The Walrus and the Carpenter. It is called The Walrus and the Carpenter.
It's the episode.
That's the name of the episode, mm-hmm. yeah. And it's about this old man who wrote, in real life, it's about an old man who wrote a letter looking for, like, it was in the newspaper. He's looking for someone to live with him. And he's like, I'll provide room and board. But every night you have to dress up as a walrus and catch fish in your mouth. Because one time I was stranded on an island and a walrus saved my life. But then I ate the walrus or something. It was like a really weird story. Hmm. Then it turned out that story was, the letter was fake. Like someone just sent in a fake letter.
Yeah.
But
crazy
then,
story.
Yeah, but with a crazy story. But then on the podcast, they call it Tower of Babel humor, where they just build and build and build on it. And it came out with this like really horrifying horror movie of this like mentally sick man who does this and like physically, what's the word? Mutilates almost this kid
mm-hmm.
into a walrus for him to like live with. And it's Justin Long and Haley Joel Osment and Michael Madsen from Red State. And mm-hmm. he was the head of the church in Red State. So the trailer, it starts out really funny. There's a lot of podcast humor in it because they're like the Nazi party and their movie. They talk about movies they haven't seen. And Justin Long's character goes out and interviews weird people for the podcast. And on this trip, he's going to Canada. And he goes and finds this guy. He's like he's peeing in a bathroom and he sees a sign. So he takes the number, goes and talks to him, finds out his tea is drugged. And he wakes up and he's making these weird, his arms are like sewn to his body and stuff. It's crazy, man. I'm excited. Cool. I'm really excited. It's like, not too scary to me,
because
I'm like, what are the chances? What kind of freak? it's like, to me, it's like Human Centipede. I'm like, Human Centipede is so not, but it's like less gross than Human Centipede.
Yeah,
because this one doesn't involve poop.
Mm-hmm. As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, there is a walrus penis in it in the trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has one of those walrus penises, and Justin Long is like stroking it off into his face and stuff in front of the guy.
Huh.
That's probably why it made him so angry. Shit. So yeah, it's a funny trailer. And then it gets scary.
Cool. I like the turn.
Trailers.
If you know what's
coming. The pivot.
Yeah. The pivot. You just pivot to a different way. It's a different type of movie than you think.
Now it's time for watched movie reviews. Yes.
I saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. It was the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Which is the reboot of the popular franchise Planet of the Apes. Yes,
not the Mark Wahlberg one, but the one in 1968.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was a very good movie. I liked it a lot.
Better than the first one?
Great. I think it was better than the first one.
Gary Oldman was great.
Gary Oldman was okay.
Commissioner Gordon.
He was okay. Wasn't bad.
Better than Franco?
But most... Franco's... I like Franco more. Okay. But I like the apes. It's all about the apes.
Like, they talk.
Yeah.
Caesar talks in the movie.
Yeah. And then other apes talk, but it's like... it's hard for them to talk still. Like, Caesar's the best at it, but it's still hard for them to talk. Because it's been 10 years since it... And it's just really unique from the first movie because you're setting it in a totally different place.
Yeah.
He's not like growing up in a house. It's not like no more experimentation and stuff. So it's really cool when you do a franchise like that where you can keep it like things are sequels, but it's not like a repeat. Like if you do like a comedy, Hot Tub Time Machine, that's going to be kind of a repeat, even though it's different.
Yeah.
Hangover. It's like Hangover. Repeat. Yeah. Like some things are hard to do sequels of because it's just you're doing that same idea. But this is like you're building on top of it, so you kind of get like a. I mean, they're doing a lot of these like apocalypse movie, like Walking Dead. You got zombies. It's all those same themes, but different threats involved.
Yeah,
and it was just really well made. The apes look great. It looks really real, and it was just a really good movie, and it just like leaves me wanting the next movie. It makes you think of like them as humans because it's just like you think of all the different themes of like, oh, humans against apes. That's like humans. That's like Europeans going into like
America,
like Americas or Africa, and like colonizing. It's just that same kind of thing where you like you may try to be friends with them, but then you don't trust each other and other stuff, and then everything happens because you can't understand each other, and then all hell breaks loose. But it was pretty good.
Okay. Oh, oops. I watched The Expendables 3.
Yes, at a friend's house.
At a friend's house, but not a friend. I don't know who the person
was. Oh, yeah. Stranger's house. A friend invited you there.
A friend invited me there, and then it was on, so I watched it.
Yeah.
It was all right. I liked it. I don't know. I liked it a little bit better than the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as the first one. The first one had, like, an awesome action scene at the end. This one... it seemed as if like all the old people that they got, because they only have like a few of the original members, Dolph Lundgren, Jet Li, Jason Statham, Randy Couture. I think that might be
Stallone
and Schwarzenegger. Harrison Ford is there, but I don't know if Harrison Ford was in any of the other movies. Kelsey Grammer, and then Wesley Snipes.
Chuck Norris, right?
No, he's not in this one.
Oh, he's not in this one. But this is the PG-13 one.
This is the PG-13 one, which is weird because he wanted the other one to be PG-13 and that one was rated R.
Yeah.
But then they did say the F word one time in this movie. You're allowed once.
In context. And then there's a certain context where you're not allowed it.
Yeah.
They just said the F word in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes once.
Oh, wow.
And it came out of nowhere. And I was like, really?
That's crazy. It's like That's shocking to me.
I know, it was shocking.
But there was no blood in this movie. Maybe a little bit of blood, but like from all the shooting and everything, no blood. But there's like a fist fight.
Really?
And I think there's blood in that.
Hmm.
But a lot of the characters, like, they're all younger people. Like in the movie, it shifts. It pivots,
Focus on the younger guys.
From the original Expendables team to the new Expendables team.
Wow. So they're really trying to do like their own Avengers thing then, really keep this thing going.
They already have plans for a fourth one.
Wow.
Randy Couture said he's already filming a fourth one. Mel Gibson is the bad guy. You find that out really early on in the movie. It was cool. Terry Crews is in it a little bit. That's a thing that was my main problem with it. Like Jet Li was in it, but he was in it for a little bit.
Yeah. The wrong Jason people Statham were in the wrong amount of time.
Yeah, like all the people who you expect to see in the Expendables movie are in it for a short amount of time. Kelsey Grammer has like a tiny role. It could have been anyone, literally. But then again, he's also not an action star. But it's kind of like what they did with Expendables 2. Like Chuck Norris was in it a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of disappointing to me when I go see an action movie and it's a bunch of people who, I mean, like one of the girls, she's an MMA fighter. And then another person was an MMA fighter, like Victor Ortiz. I think he's an MMA fighter. Yeah, and those are like the younger people.
It's a hard thing to know. Like that, you couldn't tell who's going to be in the length of that movie by a trailer. Because yeah. It's just showing people.
Or by the poster. You couldn't even tell Mel Gibson was a bad guy in the poster.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they do refer to, like, all the people who are gone because, like, in the plane that they fly, they have hang up all the dog tags and you're like, oh, you hear them rattle so that your brothers are still with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of weird that they mentioned that. Like, it's, like, self-aware. But then Wesley Snipes was really weird in the movie because, like, in the beginning of the movie, they free him from, like, a prison. And then he's, like, kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wonder how much of this was acting and how much of it was real life.
It's like, ah, that really happened.
And then I wonder how angry people were. Because I know that was a conflict where a lot of people didn't want to work with Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they left the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder how Mel Gibson was. Because, like, a lot of the things he said also seemed like Mel Gibson.
Like in the movie?
Yeah, like, well, really? He didn't say anything racist.
Yeah.
But like,
I was like, what's Mel?
You're like, it's pretty close. Like,
wow.
Like, when he was angry and stuff, you're like, oh, like, this seems very natural for him. Especially after all those voicemails came out like, a while back.
How do you even go about, like, writing that for him and then he's just like, yeah, I'm okay with this?
He's like, yeah, well, I'm cool.
He's like, I'll say that anyway.
Like, I was shocked he wasn't, like, an alcoholic. Like, he might as well have been an alcoholic in the movie. But then I was trying to figure out who I'd want to see. Like, in the next Expendables, and I put, like, Jason Momoa from Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. I'm like, that guy's ripped. He can
be awesome.
It'd be awesome. And then...
But if he really is Aquaman, I feel like... I somehow think that he'd be connected to that too much to do something like that.
But like, Chris Hemsworth is another guy who would be awesome in that kind of movie. Like, the army, or, like, shooting and stuff.
Yeah.
So, that was fun. It was a fun movie. I mean, I wasn't...
That's what it's supposed to be.
High expectations.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Harrison Ford was, like, grunting. Grunting Harrison Ford.
Isn't that what Harrison Ford is nowadays?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not even here. Harrison Ford.
Where did you learn to fly? Oh, I didn't learn how to fly. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There was that. Now, let's move on to TV news. Fargo has been renewed. Second season is going to take place in 1973. Louis has been renewed for season 5. Guess how many episodes it's going to be, Michael?
8.
Less.
6.
7.
7, wow.
7 episode season.
All right. I'm okay with that. I mean, his creative process is just different.
It's different.
He's the only one doing it. So.
And then It's Always Sunny. No new episodes until January 2015.
When did they... They didn't have any this year at all. That's okay. Yeah. What are they at, like, 100 episodes and it took them, like, 10 years or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then Legend of Korra. Now, this was weird news to me. They pulled the final 5 episodes and, like, people didn't know what was going to go on or what was going to happen to them.
Yeah.
And then Nickelodeon said, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to air them online.
What? Why?
Which is really weird to me because I feel like Legend of Korra is like one of their major shows.
Yeah.
Like, we know. Do you watch Avatar and all that?
No.
Okay. But like, Brian does. I think Uxher does. Carol does. I want to say Alex does as well. Like, people that are on our show regularly.
It's true.
It's like, I feel like we're the weird ones for not watching any of these Avatar shows.
It's the one thing that we don't know. Yeah.
My coworker, who's like in his 30s. Was talking to me about Avatar. He's like, I'm way into the show, man. I think Mr. Bowtie, I think he watches Avatar, maybe.
For some reason, I don't know. I've seen some episodes. I just don't get the appeal. I don't know. I've seen some episodes.
I always think of it as Naruto, and I'm like, I don't want to watch Naruto.
Yeah, I've literally watched like full episodes of the show, and I'm like, maybe if I start from the beginning, but I was just like, I don't know. Maybe not. But, I mean, a lot of people like it, so.
Yeah.
But that's a weird thing to do. Just pull episodes and put them online.
Very strange.
Yeah, I understand.
For something that's, like, that solid.
I understand most people can watch stuff online, and it's not that big a deal as it could be. But,
like,
I feel like it's strange.
Those are your money makers, and you're not going to make any money online.
Yeah.
You're going to make all your money on regular TV. But Maybe they have a plan or something. I don't know. Now, watch TV. What did you see that's TV related?
Pretty much trailers.
From Comic-Con?
Yeah. Not really. What, anything new? No, it's like the dead time of the summer. Like, you just start waiting for the other shows to come back at this point.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Or start random shows and binge watch them.
Yeah, yeah. This is the new show. This is where you find shows season. But, yeah, so I saw a couple trailers. You see the Arrow trailer?
I did not.
You didn't see it? So, Arrow trailer is pretty sick. It was just... I think they've only filmed, like...
They've just started filming a few. Two or three,
because they're like, oh... They were, I saw the panel, and they're like, oh, I haven't even read episode 4. I don't know what happens. So, it was just, like, the start of it, and it was... It just looked really cool. And then they released a new one today where right at the end they show Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
They tease him at the end of the trailer.
That's what I heard. That's what I read about.
And then you got to see the Atom. You got to see whoever the Atom is, mm-hmm. who's Superman in that trailer. And it's just like, they look like they're upping the ante, like just putting everybody, like putting big names, Ra's al Ghul. It looks really cool this season.
No, I'm excited. I need to catch up on... I need to finish season 2 then.
Yeah. Because they're getting all...
Oh, and then there's a date, apparently, between Felicity and Oliver.
Yeah. And Felicity's going to be in Flash episode 4.
Okay.
Also.
Good, because that was kind of weird how they didn't mention her at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because I guess they just didn't want to do it in the pilot, but they'll resolve that more. Because they made it confusing because Flash was supposed to be... They were supposed to make the pilot into an episode of Arrow, which they didn't do. So they kind of left in the air, but at least they'll solve it because they actually plan their universe the same way. So that looked really cool. And then I saw The Walking Dead season 5 trailer, which pretty epic, but usually is. So all good stuff.
You excited?
It's gonna be. I think this season's going to be really good.
Okay, and now let's talk about some video games. I played the Destiny beta.
What is that?
Destiny is the new game from Bungie, makers of Halo and Oni. That's going way back, Oni. But yeah, it's like this weird... It's a shooting game, but it's like an MMO. And it's on PS4 and Xbox, and they have a beta. If you pre-order the game, there's a beta that was like 3 days long, and now it's open to everyone on Xbox Live if you're a Gold member. So you get to play the game for free before it comes out.
Was this the game on Indoor Kids? What game was that?
Oh, no, I didn't listen to it this week.
Okay, they're talking about some game.
It's probably
this one, yeah.
So you can create your own character. My character is a hunter.
Okay, right now. I think it was this game,
And he has a robotic face. It's kind of cool. And you get all these cool weapons. Really difficult. I'm finding it very difficult for some parts. But then I beat one part.
This tells you like what level... some areas are good for, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like your level... It's like, oh, you're level 3. Like, you can play this level on normal. But if you're level 6, you'll be able to play it at hard easily. But I can play it like a normal. But then I'm still at level 3, so it's like if you play level 6, like, we cannot guarantee that you'll pass.
Yeah. It's like really hard, yeah.
And so there's that. It's fun, man. It's crazy. You get to, like... It's... like a shooting RPG kind of, I guess, where you like level up your characters and you get to unlock new things and you have to get weapons and stuff, which normally I'm not into those kind of games, but then they have it in like the first person shooter aspect where I really like it. And then there's a part where you go to like the socializing place and that's in third person mode, which I think is really weird. But then first person mode, like you play a level and you can do co-op and stuff. I think it probably would be easier for me if I did it co-op. But, like, I have to kill all these people by myself, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you probably go in with people, probably easier.
And it's, you can say it's, like, 3 to 5 players and stuff.
Yeah,
and
up to 16 you can match players. Up with other people.
Yeah. So, I've been playing that. I played it a little bit yesterday, and I played some today. It's fun so far. And I like doing the melee weapon, because my guy has a knife, and he just stabs people in the face. It's pretty fun.
Seems good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. Okay, comics news. There's a lot of comics news.
Yes.
Well, not really, but Comic-Con just happened, so.
Yeah, so that's comics, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I read a thing that said they're making a Star Trek Planet of the Apes crossover comic book.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Because, like, those both are
really big right now.
And they both have time travel in them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, and they have, like, different timelines or whatever. So pretty much you can mix those things. Those go pretty well together, actually.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Also, Ms. Marvel is going into a sixth printing. Ms. Mm-hmm. Marvel issue one going into a sixth printing. And Harley Quinn number one is going into a fifth printing. Which is crazy, yes, because those are both women-centric comics, which people are like, oh, that's not common in comic book places.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make it, help it out.
Like, yeah.
That way, because I almost feel like they need to do that first before they can become the TV, like become in the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
They almost feel like they have to take the lead from how much they're taking from comics nowadays.
Yeah, I'm excited. And now for Netflix recommendations. Wow, almost perfectly at one, another 2 hours.
It always happens that way. Yeah.
Okay. My recommendation is the Quentin Tarantino classic Reservoir Dogs. The reason I love this show or this movie so much is the whole tip speech that Steve Buscemi gives in the beginning of it.
Very good.
I trust it. I live by it. But then I end up tipping anyways because I feel bad for people. But in an ideal world, I would agree with Steve Buscemi 100% and not tip people. Watch it. It's violent. It's gory. It's great. Tim Roth is in it. Well, there's a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My recommendation is Top Gear, which is an awesome show about cars. And for a person who's not really into cars, it's still like a really entertaining show. And
yo, this is a UK Top Gear.
Yeah, UK Top Gear. I'm not talking about the American Top Gear.
American Top Gear is not as good.
No, not as good. But, like, their comedy in the show is just really good, and it's really cool seeing all the cars and stuff. And then they get different like celebrity guests come in and race their track and see how fast
each they can one, go around the track.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's an easy way to kill a day, yeah, if you have nothing.
It's a really entertaining show.
I think it's in the 23rd season right now.
Yeah, they do crazy things, so check it out.
Yeah, like one of the crazy things they did was they made a car. They had to turn a car to be able to turn into a boat, and then they had to go across the English Channel.
Wow. Yeah, they just did crazy stuff. Like they got the one where they put two cars on top of each other, and then they put a steering wheel where they had to drive the bottom car with the top.
Yeah.
The top steering. Yeah. It's like a double-decker car.
And then it's always fun to watch their road trip ones where they have to drive across America and drive across Africa, drive across India and stuff like that. Those are really mm-hmm. fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
So it's very...
A lot of good things in that show.
Yeah. It's sometimes not so PC, so it's
yeah. nice to yeah, see sometimes that they say things, you're like, whoa.
You're like, whoa, you shouldn't be saying it's stuff like that.
I think if this was an American show, they wouldn't say that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thank you for listening. You can follow us at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas, on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and on Stitcher and on Instagram and on Reddit. And then you can follow me directly at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
Follow me at mstesca, msteska.
And there's some things in the works. So we might be posting on Twitter some random things.
Yes.
Cryptic things, maybe.
The process.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.